This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Special guest today, Kurti Mutatkar with United Ag. First off, let's hear from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack.
We are coming back stronger. The reality is that the United States and its economy is growing at a faster rate than any other developed country in the world, including China. And we've essentially set out with an innovative spirit as displayed by the machinery here to accept the challenges of today. We accept the challenge of climate change and agriculture's role in addressing it, in mitigating and adapting to a changing climate. We accept the challenge of dealing with high production costs in a way that encourages more precision agriculture that we're learning about as we look at these machines here today.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Kurti Mutatkar, who is President and CEO of United Ag. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to chat with you today.
So you and I were chatting about this before we actually started the interview. The fact that you and I talked a couple of years ago when this something kind of new was on the horizon. We didn't know a whole lot about it, but it was what now is termed coronavirus or COVID. Wow, we've come a long way in 2 years, haven't we?
We have, and I do remember that conversation. This was, I think, just the beginning, because this was earlier 2020, I think, around that time. So we were just hearing about COVID and what's coming down. We at that point, we did not know what this would look like and what happened since then. It's actually changed the way we think and the way we are today. I think the last 2 years, that's totally changed everything. It's from looking at it from a United Ag standpoint, what lots of lessons learned from COVID. I think the big lesson learned is kind of the power of relationships and what you do beyond kind of a health plan and providing that, becoming a resource for our members. That's what we learned. We, through our health and wellness centers, offering vaccinations or testing and kind of being that resource for our members, as that was important to us. And that's what we did in the last 2 years. And we've grown in our membership since then, just because I feel that has all to do with what has happened in COVID and the needs that arise from that, and kind of being flexible and reacting to that. So lots of people have lost lives, and there are a lot of other issues that are associated with COVID, but they have a few good things came out of that. And one of that was kind of bringing back the story with empathy and healthcare and bringing that back from a United standpoint. So we were really kind of feel good that we were here to help our members. So that was, and then we will keep that, right, as a lesson learned moving forward. We will make sure we don't lose that when we are past our pandemic stage.
For those who aren't completely up to speed with who United Ag is and what you do, what's that elevator speech?
So United Ag, we are a health plan, we provide health insurance for agriculture. So I usually say we represent the empathy side of healthcare or agriculture. And we provide medical, dental, vision benefits. But one of the things that we've done through United Ag is to bring in some of the innovations that are happening in healthcare and bringing it to our industry. And for example, telemedicine. Before, during the pandemic, that kind of the need for telemedicine was even more apparent. But we had done that before. We also looking at partnering with them. We look at chronic conditions and solving some of the chronic conditions, because our industry has diabetes as a big thing, and we're trying to see how we can combat help with that and bring that cost of healthcare down. So it's providing healthcare for agriculture. That's our expertise, and that's what we do. But a little bit beyond that is kind of bringing back that empathy, healthcare, and bringing innovation from other industries into agriculture and other healthcare innovations that are happening being back to agriculture. That's what we pride ourselves.
Have you found that United Ag is still at the forefront when other states or when the government comes looking for some ideas? Is United Ag still a part of that conversation?
I think it will, it should be a big part of that conversation, because doing what we do and bringing the innovative ideas to healthcare, kind of drilling down and trying to see how we can solve some of these healthcare issues that are in, that are impacting the rising cost, and creating a self-sustaining and a business, from a business standpoint, we're actually doing very well. And so creating that, what we call as a trust, which is a association health plan or a MIWA that we have, it's a financially working model that works from a financial standpoint. At the same time, we can provide affordable health care for the employers to provide to the employees. And then we take care of the employees from a standpoint of kind of drilling down and really having an impact on their health, right, and their wellness. So when you look at it from a different, all three different stakeholders, your the employees who actually use the healthcare, the employers who are providing healthcare to the employees, and from a big picture, from looking at healthcare costs and what's driving our costs and really understanding that and taking it to the next level, that works from different aspects. So we are definitely, we are hoping to change that conversation a little bit, and one of would be somebody we need to be at the table or should be at the table when some of these conversations happen.
Tell us more about your work in the podcast arena, if you will.
So this is really exciting because we just launched this starting 1/1/22, and this podcast is called This Is Ag. It's something different from healthcare, but it's, I kind of ties that back to what we do at UniteAg from a healthcare standpoint. But the reason I felt the need to start this podcast, This Is Ag, was inspired by one of my, a member that I had met in Salinas, and I was talking to him. And as he was explaining and talking about the technology that he uses and the relationship that he has with different stakeholders, I kind of at that point had an aha moment, and I'm like, ah, this needs to be heard by others. So when I said that to Steve, and I said, this story that you're just telling me needs to be heard outside, with people outside of agriculture, and that kind of led to the birth of that This Is Ag podcast. And I'm really excited because what I want to do through this podcast is the lessons that we learn from the ag industry, kind of the long-term thinking versus short-term thinking, the power of relationship, we being the stewards of the earth and the stewards of the land, and the other things that we can take away from agricultural industry, that the leaders outside, when they go and lead their businesses, they take away little nuggets from the ag industry and apply that to their own industry. So that's my goal, to introduce agriculture to people outside of agriculture. And so they get to learn from that and apply that, and it makes business sense for them.
We've covered a lot of ground here, no pun intended, back to the ag side. And we've talked about lessons learned from COVID, but now I want you to look into your crystal ball, if you will, and look at what you're excited about that's coming down the road. Maybe it's this year, maybe it's 3 years, maybe it's 5 years, and maybe it's just an idea that needs to develop over time. But when you look down the road, what has you most excited?
A couple of things that we are excited about, as I was mentioning earlier, is kind of drilling down and really trying to understand what's driving the cost of healthcare. And we have a unique opportunity here because we are, when you're looking at the agricultural population and who we serve, taking that group as a lab and trying to test out some of these innovative ideas that are out there, and trying to understand what helps bring some of this cost down, right? So we, and because the feedback loop, when you look at it from a UniteAg standpoint, it's a short feedback loop because you can introduce a product and you can understand the impact of it and see how it is really driving the impact that it needs to have. So what this year, what I'm super excited about is we are actually working with one of our partners and launching a product, really understanding diabetes and what that from a cost standpoint, what does that mean? From an employee standpoint, what does it mean to be engaged? From a language barrier, what does that mean? From a culture barrier, what does that mean? And really trying to understand that with working with my chief medical officer, Dr. Rosemary Koo, she and I are going to work on this together and really understand that. And see what, how, where can we have that impact on that, right? So that's one of the things that we're working on. The other thing, from a health plan standpoint, we have an innovation hub where we try to bring in some of the innovative ideas that are happening in healthcare and introduce that to agriculture. So we are looking, taking telemedicine to the next level. We are looking to take our health and wellness centers where we have a brick and mortar health and wellness center. Now we're trying to see if it makes more of an impact to actually go and have a presence in somebody's farm or a field or the office and see what that looks like. So the thing that I know, some of these ideas are out there and some of these ideas are already introduced, but the innovation from us is trying to really understand engagement and see what drives that. So some ideas have been there for years, but sometimes people, we offer this and we say, okay, we have this, 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 and this. But what really has an impact is when you start engaging, when you start building trust, when you start building relationships, and then drive that change. But once you do that and you study that and you get your lessons learned from that, how do you then scale that for a bigger population, right? So that's kind of what we're trying to do. So one of the things that I was talking about was when you think of healthcare and making change in healthcare, it kind of seems like, oh, that's such a big industry, and well, how would you make a change there? But what we, through United Ag, are trying to do is to create that footsteps or create a trail so the others walking behind us actually can walk on, when we create a trail map, to walk through that and have an impact, right? So even if you make a small dent in that, and even if we get people thinking in that direction, that'll be success. That's what we want to use United Ag and kind of work on that from that standpoint.
Kjersti Mittatker is president and CEO of United Ag. You can learn more online at unitedag.org. That's unitedag.org. And I'll leave you with one final thought here from the website. It's part of her bio, but it says, through this revolutionary thinking, Kjersti has been able to cultivate a deeper understanding that comes through truly working with and understanding the members, their needs, and the industry. It's always a pleasure to visit with you. Will you come back and visit with us down the road?
Definitely, definitely. I'm always excited to talk to you. So definitely we'll do that again.
Learn more about United Ag online, unitedag.org. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Texas Corn Producers serves the state's corn farmers through both the Corn Board and the Association. The board is putting your checkoff dollars to work in research, promotion, and education to ensure producer profitability and market expansion. The member-supported association is the farmer's advocate in Austin and Washington, D.C. on issues from the Farm Bill, water and property rights, and more. Join the Texas Corn Producers Association today and get the latest news and information about Texas Corn Producers' efforts online at www.texascorn.org.
Control your growing environment like never before with a Sunflower 1436 disc harrow. With a design that is fine-tuned to work precisely and easily, you can give each seed its best shot at a healthy return. Whatever your soil type or tillage practice, the Sunflower line of disc harrows is your best choice for rugged, reliable performance. Learn more at livingstonmachinery.com and to find a location near you. Livingston Machinery, 24/7 service for your 24/7 operation.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Again, our special guest today, Kjersti Mittatker with United Ag.
When it comes to farming in dry conditions, the formula for success is simple. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why growers looking to improve yield potential while protecting their bottom line rely on dry, tough, dryland cotton varieties from Delta Pine. Bred, tested, and made tough to handle the toughest growing conditions. Stay strong this season. Plant dry, tough, dryland cotton varieties from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Why sorghum?
I think sorghum is a smart choice for growers because it just fits well with our limited moisture. There's a lot of improvement the last few years. It's just been a really good crop for us. It just works.
Sorghum has the ability over many crops to sit and wait on moisture, so it's a smart choice there.
Sorghum is a smart choice because it is flexible and tough. It's a good crop.
Rain or shine, sorghum is the smart choice.
Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report. Learn more about United Ag online, unitedag.org, unitedag.org.
If you're big into baling and want the heaviest, densest, most consistent large square bales possible, you'll be glad to know Heston by Massey Ferguson delivers with the all-new 2370 Ultra High Density Large Square Baler. The world's first Class 8 baler designed to hammer out the heaviest bales in the industry faster than ever before. Learn more at LivingstonMachinery.com and to find a location near you. Livingston Machinery, 24-7 service for your 24-7 operation.
United Ag is one of the largest association health plans to offer healthcare benefits for the agricultural industry. Their mission is to bring innovative healthcare solutions to agriculture by meeting their members' employee benefit needs. Join today and take advantage of the premier benefits offered by United Ag. United Ag is committed to contributing to a strong and healthy ag industry. For more information or to join, visit www.unitedag.org.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
Out here on the Mall in Washington, D.C., we haven't had this many tractors on the grounds since those big farmer tractorcades of the 1980s. But in this case, the tractors and other farm machines are not here to protest, but to celebrate and educate. Tuesday was National Agriculture Day. One of the coordinators of this Ag Day event here in D.C., Kurt Blades, with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. He and others helped bring together people and equipment from some 30 companies and organizations.
To really give a display that celebrates modern agriculture and how technology is really leading to a more sustainable food production system.
On hand out here for Ag Day, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
Folks, I think this is a great day to celebrate. We're out, we're together, we're united, we have big challenges but big opportunity, and we're rising to the challenge. Happy Ag Day, folks.
On the Mall in Washington, D.C., this is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.